Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to episode 17 of the podcast.
Almost at that big 2-0.
Boy, almost at that big 2-0 for real, you know. Hope everyone had a good week, good weekend. You know, I hope you all turned up safely.
I don't know that I'm about the turn up life anymore, you know.
Wow. One marriage and
you're ready. Not about the turn up life anymore. Oh my god.
That heavy ring on my finger. Oh, so exhausting.
Wow.
The burden of
the
wife.
Burden.
You know, clearly. Out here making quiches from scratch and
Did I ask for a quiche from scratch? No, I did not.
You didn't have to ask, babe. You know, wifely duties.
Nonetheless, guys, you know, it's episode 17. You know, we're going to keep it a light one this time around. You know, we hit you with a couple of hard. You know, I don't know.
On a scale of.
Yeah, not too light, but you know, not as, you know, serious as our past.
Not cause light. You know? But you know, light.
Not what light?
Cause light.
Not that light.
Not that light. You
know? Not light without substance.
You know? Diet like, soda light.
Yeah. More like, I can't believe it's not butter light.
Wow.
Right, yeah. I like that one. Yeah. So, Missy, Hera. You know what we're talking about today?
No, tell us.
You know, it's the beginning of, according to my calendar, or I could be wrong, it's the beginning of fall.
Okay, yes.
We're talking about
In the US
in
of
the
A.
In the US of A.
Well, I guess, and any other.
Any other, you know, that has.
The season.
Yeah, fall, winter. Yeah, we're talking about cuffing season, guys.
I see the Caribbean still has fall because we still get. American TV.
Let me tell you that right now. I don't even think
American Anatomy starting back soon.
Right now,
fall TV schedule on.
Warming rolling there. I don't think
anybody have a
fall or winter. So it all started to blend together. Like,
but
everybody have rainy season.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Everybody have rainy season.
Is it raining or it hot? Or it raining and it hot? So. Yeah, but we're talking about cuffing season, guys.
You know? So, who's going to give a definition for those of us who don't know what cuffing season is? Those listeners who don't know.
Danny, you have a definition for us?
Well, according to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
Sources.
Yeah, I know, right? I like to bring all the sources and the facts, you know, and the statistics.
Our man on the ground.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
In the action, letting us know what the people are talking about right now.
Life in the eye of the storm. So during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves along with the rest of the world desiring to be cuffed or tied down in a relationship.
Okay.
The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed.
Okay, all right. So
basically, it's like people wanting companionship during months where they're most likely to be indoors.
Okay.
A lot of the time. Yep. And in the more developed countries, or I guess countries with four seasons, that's usually fall and winter, and usually the US and Europe.
Okay. All right.
So would y'all say, so before we like dive into the intricacies of cuffing season, would y'all say the Caribbean islands have a cuffing season?
I say yes. But I don't think it's during the same time as, like, the U.S., you know, this fall.
Uh-huh. So when do you think it is?
I say it's around, you know, let me tell you what, the months before Carnival of your country. I won't say the months before Carnival of your country. I talk about the months where they have the least action, because I think it's different for different countries. Because I suspect it's like the months where, you know, you have least action going on. So you see, like, for St. Lucia, for example, you know, after Carnival...
Lent.
Exactly. You know, leading up to Carnival, that little period there, That little pocket, that lens season, you don't have much going on.
So I agree with you that I agree with you that I feel like cuffing season in the Caribbean revolves around carnival. But I think it depends on the person's intention. And I guess the other thing is carnival falls at different times for different people.
That's why I say it's different for different countries.
Yeah. So I think if we have to take St. Lucia as an example, where carnival is in July, I feel like you don't want to be with somebody during carnival, but you may want to have somebody pay for your deposits for your costume. Like, you know what I mean? So if bands launch in January, you know, give like a...
So you say you cuffing people around band launch and trick them into paying for the costume and break up with them before carnival. All right, so you hear what Anushka do. She come and try and friend you.
That's why I said...
She looking for a costume. And I wasn't trying to buy it. Just putting it out there.
No, well, I disagree.
Okay.
I think cuffing season is kind of universal around. And here is why. Even though we don't have like a fall and a winter, you still hear Caribbean people complain about it all the time from like October onwards, that it's very cold. And you know, the cold and the temperature drops, and at night it's like, you know, very cold. Okay. And they don't go out. And even during like I would say end of June equinox for us to like early February, October, like you don't see people February. Yeah, you don't see people doing a ton, like going out, like most people, like, you know,
a house session. House to house.
Yeah, like people go out a lot, like during the summer. And even for us, right, without fall and winter, everybody concerned about their summer body, their carnival body, the end of the semester body.
Okay.
So even though we don't have the same weather, we kind of have similar cultural patterns.
You never hear anybody say about the Christmas body. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like we don't go out and like, you know, run around. I would say all of us, but it's not as...
I was going to say, you know, just by comparison, a country like Trinidad, right, that has carnival in February, right, they'd be working on their bodies during Christmas, but I feel like there's no cuffing season in Trinidad. Like, it's just bacchanal.
Trinidad exists from that. It's either bacchanal or you giving horn or taking horn.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all that's going on over there in Trinidad.
Like, horn Trinidad and cuffing season is 14 months out of the year.
It's like
every day is cuffing.
Horn and more horn. That's all that's going on over there. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, okay. I see what you're saying there.
Okay. So, we said what it is. We spoke about what we think it would be like in the Caribbean. Okay. And I guess we could talk now.
All right. Yeah. I check where you're going. Uh-huh. Rules.
Rules of cuffing season?
Rules of cuffing season.
Or should you
the cuff? Timeline or
okay timeline. Yeah okay the timeline yeah you're right
because
you don't just cuff somebody immediately. They have to have some kind of leading up, some, you know, pre-season kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, a draft,
an evaluation of candidates.
The draft season, you know,
another reason
for your team.
Another reason I would say we as involved in the same time frame is because we're so involved in Twitter and social media culture that I feel like we get sucked in. So because we follow a lot of people who are talking about cuffing season, and these days, like, you know, a lot of our friends or different people that we follow on the timeline, they either been to the US or they are in the US or they follow US culture. So, like, you know, it's like they kind of involved in that now for by the hook or by the crook, like, you know, when calling Kaepernick. Yeah. But like things that happen people. in the US and the wide world, I see Caribbean people discuss it now more than I see people in the US or more developed countries discuss it.
Yeah.
So I feel like cuffing season is just like another thing that we've adopted.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
So
timeline
being that I feel like as soon as summer is done, it's like, you know, it's like the pre cuffing Olympics.
The preseason.
Yeah,
you don't think you go for a little like cleanse, detox between
I feel like that's the last days of summer.
Okay, hear that. I can let me give my take on it. I'm breaking it down like the basketball season. Okay. So summer NBA championships just end. All right. Okay. Golden State beat Cleveland again. Okay. That happened. So wow. Now
shout out to our
the GM call everybody and he said, I've had enough of this shit. We need to clear out the roster and start fresh. All right.
Okay.
So you start cutting players, you trading and whatnot. And you're preparing for the NBA draft. You're trying to free up cap as well. Because you know you want to look at the prospects for cuffing season. You want to know, you'll see who out there. You try and draft a number one pick. You know, you don't want to be in cuffing season before you know a lame
Zwag.
A Zwag, you know? You want a top prospect with you in the apartment during cuffing season. Alright?
So head on. Let me just interject. What are the qualities in a good, you know, cuffing season companion?
Alright.
Well, I think it depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what kind of person you become during cuffing season.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, boy. Y'all getting deeper. Because,
you know, during cuffing season, you know, some people, they stay indoors, they watch TV.
You know,
you need somebody who on your same, they have the same TV taste. You can't be wanting to watch Love and Hip Hop and she over there talking about, let's watch Grey's Anatomy. That's a problem there already. That go work.
That's two different genres.
That's two different genres that your cuffing season
but y'all are saying that as if like the Netflix part of the Netflix and chill is actually happening.
Of
course, initially.
For you to chill, you have to agree on the Netflix.
But
the chill cannot happen without you agreeing on the Netflix. Which is what I say.
I guess,
because at
some
least
people...
for the first 10 to 30 minutes, you're going to be
exactly
engaged
in what's on the TV,
depending on how good his or her hands
but
are.
Some people but some people may just agree to watch whatever to hold out for the chill.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so Heda,
so you don't have to agree
on TV shows. So imagine you agree to watch whatever because you want to hold out for the chill. But then I get really engrossed in what's going on there because I'm like, oh shit, I thought this was some random thing I was going to be playing in the background. This shit is hot. I need to watch it. I'm sorry now. What happens there? See what I'm talking about? That's why I must agree. The Netflix must work for the chill to occur.
Okay, right. Then. Sure.
So, but then you're kind of looking for somebody that fits your cuffing lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people, they're very outgoing during carnival, and during cuffing, they're very indoorsy. Some people, they're not into carnival at all, so during that time, they like to stay home.
But that's the thing,
right?
You know,
chill. And then other people is during cuffing season, they want to go out and
but the whole cuffing season thing is that person is not somebody to go out with.
Exactly, that's what I was about to say. To me, if somebody going out during cuffing season like that, they're looking to cuff nobody.
No, but the cuffing partner is not like not your man or your woman. Like they
for that time they're your man or your woman.
Let me drop something on you.
Okay.
Maybe conventional wisdom is that since everybody is on cuffing season, when you bring your person that you have cuffed out, that is the best time to bring them out is during cuffing season. Because nobody else that you know would be out. They all been cuffed inside.
I see what you say. Nobody can see.
Babylon.
Okay.
But one of the things we someone was like, don't take pictures if you're cuffing season in person.
Yeah, you don't take pictures.
You can't go out and not take pictures. Yeah.
But that's what he said. Yeah. That's like the version of don't take pictures. You know, you're
I not
saying
I not saying bring her out
Instagram, to... IG, you don't do that during cuffing season.
I'm not saying bring her out to VV, you know. I saying if you take her to the cinema and you're
cinema at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll go and get a little chicken van on the side, you know, she stay in the car, you know? And then after that, you'll go back and you'll watch Netflix, you know?
You take back roads the whole way.
Yeah.
But you see, you make a point there. Your cuffing season person have to have your same eating habits, too.
Exactly. That is true.
Think about it. I can't be out here telling you, oh, let's stay indoors and eat it. You talk about, oh, you're on a diet.
But what if the cuffing... But it might be a criteria that your cuffing season person can cook.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because yes, that is true. That, you know, it's less reason to leave the house, exactly. Right? More reason to be more cuffed.
As you said, can cook, another criteria might be have the same schedule as you. Because if you're working during the day and they work at night, then you'll never get enough time to cuff.
Right.
It's happening. Check it.
Yeah. So you want somebody, if you work at night, they work at night too, and you're indoors during the day, or vice versa.
Okay. Think so he said, work
finish, you pick up, you'll go home, that is it. You're not coming out. So he said,
all right, when you're looking for, we on criteria of, you know, some a partner for cuffing.
Yeah, because right now you're only assessing draft picks.
TV tastes.
Yeah.
Same time.
That's schedule. media taste in general. Taste music, music. And,
so,
yeah,
but I mean, that's just like you have to be able to like par with the person. Like you have to like it must be somebody that you enjoy spending time with or have enough in common to spend time with it.
Yeah. Right. But,
you're okay if that person scent and personal hygiene.
Oh my God, is that the basics though, Adani?
Some people, boy.
Wow.
You just wow. It has to be stated for the record.
Okay.
Wow.
So same,
especially in the Caribbean where it's, you know, warmer than it would be in a normal coffee environment.
But so we said okay, same media taste, same time schedule, you actually don't mind being around them, but is it also somebody who's not looking for like it's not looking for like a serious long-term relationship, like somebody that's not too clingy.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like that's like one of the top criteria for that, right?
No, and another one, do bring the summer fling into cuffing season.
Why is that, boy?
Yeah. Hear that. The summer fling. That's the person you meet Vaval, you take your wine, somehow you keep bouncing up in fit and, you know, you have a little moment. But that's carnival, we see. That's, you know how Vaval is blind you, you know? You just get a little dazzle, you know, dazzle, you see the girl in her costumes, oh my God, like, you don't know, you stupid, you're a little deck at that point. That's carnival, leave that during carnival.
But she can't cook, she have bad manners, exactly.
She was the Vaval fling for a reason. Leave that dread Vaval, Missy.
But I think it's also like misleading also, right? Because the longer the time investment, the more you think it might be an actual relationship situation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it was the summer fling, which let's say that runs like May to June or whatever, and that goes into cuffing season, then people like thinking you're in a relationship for
okay, look at it, saying the summer fling was meant to be somebody fun and crazy that you might not normally date during the rest of the year.
Okay, so kind
of
shake it up. You know,
it could be a crazy partier, someone super adventurous or cheesy romantic type. Whatever kind of person they are, they should remain your fun, carefree summer fling, because you'll be looking for something much different come fall or winter.
So like, do you
take, you're looking for something different during summer,
but
during
you're not taking your cuffing season person to like Christmas dinner?
Nah,
because it would have started recently enough that they're not that close that you have to bring them to anything.
The person you bring to that dinner will have been somebody that you wait for at least, you know, maybe a year or several months already before you.
So it's
before
even,
you bring them in that environment.
I guess even rules of cuffing season is also like, what are the boundaries, right? Like, are we, like, is it, do you even get to talk to my friends? No.
But maybe the mindset of it is like, I'm not actually going to see my parents or family during Christmas or Thanksgiving, so I might as well have cuffed someone that I can spend that time with, and we order food in or we go out and eat and then we watch TV.
The whole thing about cuffing season to me is more of a, at that point, that's an undercover kind of
It's as if you have a jabal or a side man or woman.
It's not a jabal. It's no, you don't have a problem if like you find out about them.
It's something between a jabal and
because a jabal, you don't feel to find out about your jabal.
But you might not want somebody to find out about your cuffing season person, depending on...
Nah, it's not that. You don't mind people finding out, but you're not out there broadcasting it.
Ebe, so it's between a relationship and a job out.
Okay, fine. We'll go with that one. Fine. We'll go with that.
No, I would say it's between a relationship and a friends with benefits. Because I feel like a jabal, jabal is somebody that's on the outside of a relationship.
But,
so you have to have a relationship to have a jabal.
So yes, why isn't it why isn't your cuffing season person a friend with benefits?
Because they're more serious. They're in your space more often.
Yeah, they're in your space. Friendly benefits, not in your space. Okay, friendly benefits are bounce and draw kind of thing. I call you, you ready, I come, boom, bam, do our thing. I get my business.
Transactional. Yeah, yeah. We're friends, and then we have sex on the side.
But this is
a relationship is like we're in a relationship, and this is like we're more than friends. But I have to spend a lot more time with you than I would some friends with benefits. But we're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
So
as close as to be in a relationship as can be, but able to cut ties off without anybody.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. So gender roles. How does the whole cuffing season thing differ for guys versus girls? Is it, do they have the same expectations for cuffing season? Do one set expect to participate in cuffing season more than the other, or what?
I mean, in years past, before I was woke, you know.
just can you confirm when your awakening happened?
I would say midway through college, university.
Okay. Just for my personal record,
Oh, okay. But in years past, I would say the guys typically wanted for, a sex buddy, and the girls typically wanted, for somebody to, feel warmth and safety and, a cuddling and...
Okay. It's warmth and a cuddle buddy.
But hey, Dad, why y'all making it sound as if girls don't want sex too?
That's what I said before. Pre-wokeness.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I know
the
trick,
the premise was come over to cuddle. But really and truly, that was
now
come
I
over,
know better.
Let's do this, that, and then cuddle. Or maybe
now
not
I know
even
better.
Cuddle altogether.
Yeah, some women might just want a cuffing buddy for sex. And men might just want a cuffing buddy for warmth and, to talk to.
Yeah.
And not feel lonely.
So the
rules, I don't even feel any rules in this anymore. It's just people don't want to be alone, and they want to have some way that they can rely on to provide them with their needs, whatever that may be.
Okay.
On any given night.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
But you don't think there's one side that looks for cuffing partners more than the other?
Nah, I
think it's pretty even.
Yeah, I think it's even. And a lot of the times, I go to be honest, I suspect, I don't even think they're necessarily out there looking for it. It's like they stumble in the situation.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so
I don't
think anybody... It's not like, oh my God. Because this
it's
one...
It's not like, oh my God, it's October, I haven't found a cuffing buddy yet.
But that's
no.
And that's what everything online makes it sound like. Like, oh my God, September, October, let me open my Tinder.
It's like people, more than likely, it's like, it's like mid-October, going to November, it's like, I have a cuffing buddy. Didn't realize this happened.
I think it's like in your mind, like that time of year, you more start seeking out relationships and partners more frequently.
Or like you start saying, like, oh boy, the real cool tonight, eh? Boy, get in my bed with me there, boy, I ought to be real nice and warm
God.
Right now,
Vernon, our relationship started in an October.
I wasn't trying to cuff nobody. I was just.
You were cuffed.
I wasn't cool.
Hey.
Or anything of that sort.
The cuff that was never released.
No, I was never. I wasn't cool or anything.
Like, that's 15 years of cuffing. My God, you're going for a record.
Hey, have you ever heard Vinan say that he's cool?
Funny thing is, I've actually been really hot the past couple of days. Actually trying to get somebody to move away from me in bed because they emanated some serious body heat. But anyway, yeah.
All these things come into factor when you're caffeine. You know? So it's your body heat emanation average. Hey,
right? But let me tell you, I can't stand. That could really save on your electric heating bill.
Yeah. Wow. So that's about time.
So the economics of.
You all might... matching sweaters and sweatshirts.
No, but let me tell you, it might be. You think. Okay, let's think. You think it's economical to have a, you know, that partner?
Let me tell
you
on that. The guy's side,
if
that,
the guy is paying that, more.
I don't think that's economic. And here why I go tell you, I don't think it's economic. Because during cuffing season, you find yourself, somebody finds themselves spending more time at somebody else's apartment, somebody else's place of living. So it means in that time, you're paying rent for a place you're not in. That's why I don't think it's economic.
I think it might be slightly more economic, but maybe not by much. Especially if during non-cuffing season, you are very outgoing. Just being indoors for a few months might save you a lot of money. Even though that person buy you more often than not. Like, just not going out every Friday and every Thursday, like, you know, and buying food all the time, you know, you're eating in. Like, that might just save you much more money than going out.
You have a point.
And gas and whatever, driving, you know, so... Yeah. So maybe on that front, you might save more money than normal, but not more money if you were just able to spend time by yourself.
All right. For me, say, hey, that. How y'all think, like, a cuffing season relationship does end? Ooh. Like, y'all feel it's like...
Sometime before Valentine's Day.
But, hey, that, y'all feel it's like we come together and part ways, like, hey, it was a good run, we had a good run. I'll see you next year around this time kind of thing. Or it's I just go back home and I never call you again kind of thing.
I think it's like a gradual fall off. Like, yeah, I'm busy. I'm going out with my friends.
So a gradual ghosting.
Yeah, I'm going out with my friends now. I'm seeing someone else. I'm going to visit my parents.
Seeing someone else is like the last straw. Or they post a picture on IG for another person.
Or you just get into a big fight to get out.
Ooh. All of a sudden, WCW posts and you not it.
Ooh. Burn.
Wow. Damn. That's...
Now, during coffee, they didn't post anybody, but the fact that they post somebody, that's not you.
That's like, not you, yeah.
You're not the one for the rest of the
year. That's the hint, the sign.
Yeah. But I think it's like a gradual fall off. Like, you know, hey, I'm busy. I don't have time today. Whereas before, you're always available.
Yeah.
Like, you'll start gradually coming apart. You'll start laminating your friends and other people.
It'll start like they'll come over, and instead of staying over, they leave. Then I too busy. I with my friends.
I
go to the work. I go after the boys tonight or the girls tonight, and then they stop responding to texts right away. It's like a 3-day wait. And then when they just
and then if you're texting them too much, then they'll be like, after a while, they'll be like, hey.
I don't feel they say anything. I feel just one day you just see like a picture of maybe on IG or something, them with somebody else, and you'll be like, oh shit, they move on.
I feel like you should still like bring some closure to the situation.
I don't think they bring closure to the situation. Hear that? Because you want to keep that door open for next cuffing season. You might want to bring that person back around.
Cuffing season is
That's a draft.
That's a draft. I tell you.
Okay.
You might. That's why I tell you. Let me say it was the draft. You see, we went through the pre-draft. You know, you talk about what you're looking for during the draft. You know the qualities. You go. You draft your person. You bring them on the team. Your work. You know. You reach the end of the season, and you know. If it worked out, you tell them, all right, I'll call you next year. If not, you just cut them. You never draft them again. Check it.
Wow.
I think that's how it works. Wild. I could be wrong. What do I know?
Makes sense. Yeah. But that's probably why you don't post pictures of them on social media.
Exactly. You
know? So, you know, you have no evidence.
Yeah.
And you can't bring them back around.
Okay, so Hela. So,
Hebe, I have a question. Does a cuffing season relationship ever go full time?
I feel like if there was, if things like really developed and like, you know, there was some kind of strong foundation set during cuffing season, that there might be potential, but but if they were not aligned in terms of like how they behave during the summer, then it's not.
So yeah, that's a Nushka take on it, yeah? And and while I can see where she's coming from, you're thinking from a very logical place in that you feel like they went into cuffing season, you know, with relationship type goals, maybe that kind of thing.
No,
that's why I think it would. If it happens, I think it's an accident. Somebody get lost in the sauce. And next thing you know, we're in a relationship. Because when you're in cuffing season, both of y'all know what it is. Y'all know it's just cuffing season. Y'all know we're just hanging out. We're enjoying each other's company, keeping each other warm, that kind of thing. And then, you know, it might break off. The moment you see people start talking about it turn into a relationship kind of thing, somebody got lost in the sauce along the way, or someone did something to give the indication that, hey, maybe I'm trying to go a little more, and the other person was like, oh, like, do I buy, do I not buy? And then they, you know, so, I think it's like a mistake.
So I think it's one of two things. So it's that, like you say, it's kind of like by accident that something actually materialized into more during cuffing season. And they see where it goes, you know, after. I think the second part of it is you just get so comfortable in the cuffing season situation that you like get stuck in stuck in trying to leave.
Yeah.
Or you don't have any desire to leave because it's so comfortable.
I can see plenty, and I've seen guys that you know the cuffing season partner is so good. They're like, you know, why do I even need a summer girl when you know the cuffing girl can do everything.
And then I feel like cuffing girl becomes baby mama.
And then that's wifey. Like
Drake just get lost in cuffing season. Just get lost in the sauce. And you know, next thing you know, he have a child and Pusha T talking about the album and the whole world.
Don't worry, Drake. Come to the Caribbean, man. We'll help you with that.
That might be worse.
You'll cry.
Yeah, even no, but more. But at least then he'll find a good one that he can spend the rest of his life.
No, he will not.
Wow.
Drake will not survive Caribbean.
So much faith.
End of story. Yeah. So me say, that's your take on cuffing season.
That's our take on cuffing season.
I feel like it's not a bad thing, but yeah, I feel like in today's day where it's like easy to kind of like get your signals crossed, it's just important to talk to each other, make sure all parties involved.
Yeah, don't whether make it's no
you
and
one girl, whether it's you and three girls, you know, everybody the same page.
You know, some people
and you're honest with each other. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm just with you because it's cold, and she's like, okay, I'm fine with that. Fine then with everybody that, on the same wavelength, and nobody gets their feelings hurt when February come around and they don't get a Valentine.
Ooh, a point there. Yeah. I feel like you say, communication, that's like, I don't know, it's almost like a relationship for you because you have to communicate in a relationship too. But yeah, when you get it in that situation, everybody have to make the intentions known.
You assume
because
And things change all the time. Like, so both of y'all might be like on the same page at the start, and towards the end, she feeling you more than you feeling her, or you feeling her more than she feeling you.
I feel if you get into that whole cuffing season thing, you have to be somebody who quick with change. They really good with change, because that's a very volatile situation in my opinion. And things changing is a lot of moving parts. Things changing on a regular, you know, he might be cuffing two girls at one time and you realize one is much better. So he drop you off, and now, you know, mid-season you get cut from the team. You're out here in the cold, no team.
You think that's a common thing, that people have multiple cuffing?
Yeah, I think so.
That must be a regular thing.
On both sides, by both women and men.
Honestly, I think it's... I go to say something. I think it's more on the women's side.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's more on the women's side.
I could see where you would get that from.
And here's my reasoning. Here's my reasoning. I feel like fellas have to work extra hard.
Mm.
And when I say work extra hard, I mean, boy, they have a lot of... The criteria they have to meet for the woman to decide, yeah, you make the team, is a lot. So once they make it on the team...
Back to our guys talk.
Yeah, once they make it on a team, they're on a team, they're even looking at no other teams, they stick there. I feel like the women have so many men trying to come on their team, they have options. So at this point, try not multiples.
I disagree.
And maybe they have a
Netflix. I'm not saying they're sleeping with people Netflix kind of thing. Guy. You know, they have a guy who come over just for Netflix. You know,
they have a food guy.
You have a fella we just cool out and eat and talk.
But then that's not true.
And guy.
Go, you know. Yes. And then you have the fella has come, the dick appointment fella. Yes, come, drop off dick, leave.
I'm not talking about normally. I'm talking about during cuffing season. They have that.
During cuffing season, we're talking about.
I feel like regularly some people might have that, but I don't consider all of those things like cuffing season criteria, you know, like as part
to
of that.
To you, but to them, it is.
I don't know.
Sometimes they decide, instead of trying to get one person to do all the jobs, I give each person a different job.
I'll get some feedback from my female friends and bring it back to you all.
Or DM. Or DM, if you don't your
stuff. Your business out there. If you don't even want to know.
DM us.
So let's do that. Homework for next time is we're going to find out from our female friends their approaches to, or both, but...
Yeah.
We
go start a poll.
You know,
for men.
You can talk to us in private. You may not want everyone to know you're a pro cuffer. You know, you're out here cuffing everybody.
So, hold on. Why would somebody be against cuffing season?
I think maybe they just don't want to deliver the drama.
Yeah, the drama.
Or they just rather be alone.
Drama.
Or they not
because
about
I don't
the,
think that have a lot
they,
of drama.
But they also not about that like short-term
relationship
thing.
They're
like if they in it, they in it.
Or
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or maybe they were into it and they got hurt. They got burned in the last cuffing season.
Yeah, maybe that's the case too.
They got burned like LeBron got burned in the championship, you know.
Or they just protecting themselves,
you know,
because you know they don't want any like. You know, maybe baby drama in the future or anything like that.
Because some people out here reckless in the drink cuffing season.
Yeah. That's very
that's
true.
That's when people cuffing like, whoa, no protection.
Yeah.
Putting loaded guns. Next thing you know, oh shit, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you have to be safe.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, right, that maybe you're just fine with being alone. Like, Christmas,
and
you're that kind of person.
That.
Yeah, exactly. You're that kind of person that can sit down at their home on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. And just play PS4 games, be online, talking to your friends on WhatsApp. You know, just message your friends via Skype, you know, you'll have a Skype conversation. And, like, you just never feel like you are alone during those months because you always in contact with your family and your friends. So maybe
why
you
are you talking about me like that, though?
You know, I mean, happen to the best of us, you know. A few, you know, Thanksgiving,
That Thanksgiving was off the chain.
Yeah.
You know, someone decided to go to St. Lucia, left me alone,
because
single
my
father.
Father's 60th birthday.
I'm not knocking that, but I just want you to know it was an amazing Thanksgiving.
We played games, we had fun, you know. Was on PlayStation Live and
we were all
PSN.
Over the place.
PlayStation Plus and WhatsApp all the time. So some people just not like
yeah, some people by not phased by it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you would
and
not.
And kudos to them.
Yeah.
You know, big up. All right, guys, so, you know, been another episode. You know, cuffing season has begun.
So what's the consensus?
Cuff safely, cuff responsibly. That's the
consensus. I agree.
You know?
So look for, I think we covered the criteria. Look for somebody you actually want to.
Yeah.
Sleep next to somebody with similar media taste,
yeah.
Somebody with similar food taste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure they're
somebody
not a
you can
psycho.
Stand to be with. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Make sure they understand. State the rules.
Yes.
Make sure y'all agree on the rules.
Communicate.
Yes.
Communicate.
You don't have to sign a contract, you know, put down some pen and paper. Do that.
Exactly. Talk about your feelings. Mm-hmm. You can talk about sex for 24 hours and then, well, what you think this will become? Everybody get quiet.
Yeah. So, you know, like I say, curf responsibly, guys. You know?
Yeah. And if you don't find anybody to curf, you know, that's not the end of the world. You know.
This next season.
Better things might come after the season or during the next season.
Or next season, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
So, and you know what they say, if you're actively looking for something, you'll never find it. So, you know,
okay.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah, I went deep on your there.
Yeah, on that note, I think we need to end this episode.
Yeah, guys.
Just say it one more time for the people, Adani.
If you're actively looking for something, usually you will never find it.
On that note, guys.
See you next week.
Responsibly. Let's see you next
Were you ranking the coffin ladder?
Oh my god.
If you're 7, then you have to get it for 7 or lower. You don't try and get it for 10.
Just like when you were dead. But you have a point there. He have a point that I kind of want to talk about this because it's true. You don't think like a 6 can try and cuff a 9?
Well, his apartment have to be a real high level.
Why is it he? Why can't it be a she?
That 9 has that some low self-esteem.
Yeah, like
or she can cook really well and her TV is a 90-inch sharp, you know.
Hear that. Guys, tweet at us. Let us know if you think a 6 can cuff a 9.
And get your cuffin season mugs from Caribbean Millennials. You know, keep yourself warm.
Oh my god.
Much.
Much. All right, guys. See you next week.